Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little pill that treats ED is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/me. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/me. That's forhims.com/me for your free online visit. forhims.com/me.
Babbel presents How to Speak to Animals.
That's a dog.
In Spanish, it's un perro.
He says woof.
Woof? No. Spanish dogs say wow, wow.
Wow?
Wow. More like with a G. Wow, wow.
Oh, okay. Wow. So that's a little chick.
Aw, it's un pollito.
Chicks say chirp, chirp.
Chirp? That sounds like a low smoke detector battery. In Spanish, they say pio, pio.
Pio, pio.
Sí, you do a very good pollito.
With Babbel, speak to your dog, cat, girlfriend, best friend, pretty much anyone in French, Spanish, German, and more. 150 language experts and educators designed Babbel to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language. It takes just 10 to 15 minutes a day to get conversational. Now, try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, Babbel.com.
Gee, cold cereal.
Granola.
Listen, does that sound like a satisfying breakfast to you? I think we'd rather hear sausage on the griddle, freshly toasted English muffin, a satisfying bite into a McDonald's breakfast sandwich. So let's wake up breakfast, Chicagoland. Now enjoy a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, or hash browns. Any two for $2. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad. Real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, oh.
Youth hockey team want to play in front of thousands? Make it happen with the Chicago Wolves Youth Hockey Program presented by Kia. Visit ChicagoWolves.com/youth hockey to learn more.
And this transition is brought to you by Aloha Restoration, restoring your home to pre-disaster condition.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
About to start a YouTube
and
channel.
My taxes, I'm too turned up.
Tim Anderson 7. Make sure you subscribe below. The reason we starting it because... you know, man, you know the marketing game is kind of bad in baseball. So who gonna create that lane? So I'm gonna create that lane and, you know, get people behind the scenes. You know, everybody know that the next 5 to 6 years is gonna be dope, gonna be great. Everybody talking about it on Southside. We got the pieces. Everybody excited. It's gonna be fun. I'm ready. I'm all in. I'm working hard. So it's like, I'm to a point now in life, man. I'm trying to capture everything. I don't want to miss nothing.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That is TA7, not to be confused with
Tim Anderson.
CR7, who also has a YouTube channel.
CR7?
Yes. Think it through. Cristiano Ronaldo, 7. Where you been?
Yeah.
He's the...
tip of my tongue.
Oh, my God.
Top of my mind.
Everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
First of all, thank you for listening.
Boy, it means a lot to us. Thanks to Dustin.
I feel like every single guy over there needs a beating.
Yeah. Thanks, Dustin. And thanks to you, Kevin.
Tim Anderson 7. Subscribe below.
And Ray, you are the man. Ray does it all. God bless you, Ray.
Everybody know that the next 5 to 6 years is going to be dope.
Things are going to be really dope for Ray in the next 5 to 7 years. But first, let's before we get to that, let's bring in Dan Burst and Connor McKnight.
Morning, guys.
What's up, boys?
Hi, fellas. How are you?
Great.
Looking like a million.
Good. I enjoyed your discussion of has the Chris Bryant dynamic changed based on how he's talked? And I keep thinking that kind of yeah seems to be the answer.
Kind of yeah is the answer, right?
But what is actually going on between Scott Boras and the Cubs?
Right.
Like, that's what we would really know, is if Brian said, hey, Scott, you know what? Let's do some numbers back and forth here. Let's see what we can do to keep me a Cub. We don't know. You know, because until we get that chunk of it, until we get some of those questions answered, this is all sort of playtime here, the way they're talking to each other. Because I don't think they're negotiating through the media.
I don't think they are either, Dan. And I was accused of being overly preoccupied with the Chris Bryant story earlier by a texter. But
it's a huge story.
It's a huge story, and it's not going away. And I do think this, and have been told this, that the Cubs have, he's not still a Cub because they haven't tried to move him. It's clearly because they haven't gotten what they're asking for, and they're right to ask for a lot. Because if you trade a guy that you know that there's going to be a large portion of your fan base is going to be really disappointed that you traded him, you better get a clear-cut, large, you know, return for that guy, because it's going to be, you can't bring him back.
Right, but Theo's actions, if the one thing he's good at, I mean, you can criticize him for, sticking with his guys too long or, you know, some bad free agent signings. One thing he will never, ever do is say anything publicly to diminish the value of an asset. Everything he does in that regard, every approach, everything publicly that he's doing with Bryant has to be seen through that lens of his singular focus on retaining every bit of perceived market value as he does this.
Who doesn't do that, though?
Well, some people are
like, name somebody who's going
on. I'm just saying that the few are as Ryan good Pace? As good as he is.
No, he doesn't badmouth his guys.
Not actively badmouth.
No, badmouth and devalue assets right. Are a little different, though.
Well,
when you go out there and you say that you have all the faith in the world in Mitch Trubisky coming back and being our starting quarterback, you've devalued the ability to grab another quarterback that might be better than Mitch.
Yeah, but
he's talented.
That's true.
But you're not changing the value point. Of your own you player, which is what he's saying.
Yeah, but an asset. No, position, we're talking about assets. Yeah. The number two quarterback position on the Bears, especially in 2020, is an asset.
And okay, well, I didn't think of it that way. That's not a bad answer.
But I think even going a step further, Dan, what you're pointing out is true about Theo, but I think what he does is a really savvy in that you would never know by the way that he talked about Chris Bryant when he was asked about Chris Bryant that this was a guy who was on the trade block. You would think that guy that he was embracing as a part of the future and what he represented for the Cubs and all those things. So that is very consistent with the way that he speaks about
the
players.
The phone could ring now as we're speaking. Somebody could call with a just right offer and he's gone.
Yeah. The Cubs have spent all offseason telling you that more leadership is how they're going to get better in 2020. Chris Bryant exhibited both leadership and talent over the last month. Mm-hmm. Not many opportunities to do that, but Chris Bryant has done those things for you. So I think he absolutely has
over the last week.
He really has.
I mean, my opinion of Chris Bryant has changed from the last couple of times I've heard him talk. I'm kind of like super impressed by the guy when I thought he was a bit of a dull blade, frankly. I thought he was more Ryan Sandberg, you know, just in personality than what I've seen the last couple times he spoke.
So I think he's absolutely changed the dynamic, but even that isn't going to alter what they see him as or how they see their future. They start out 10 and 20. I mean, the record book is going to be the thing that determines where Theo has to go.
Ryan. Not Ryan.
What if they start 20-10? And then the dynamic changes again, because if you have kept him till opening day,
right,
you just basically said, we're going to see what we have this year in the player and our team. And every team in baseball is the same way. So if you start out fast and he's part of that reason why, mm-hmm. you all are all of a sudden now are going to be facing a Mookie Betts situation where you're going to likely go into his final year of control and wondering what you're going to do next offseason.
Well, if they start out 20-10, then the sights squarely realign to Tom Ricketts. And the question that he was able to dodge the other day when Cubs reporters asked him whether or not they could re-sign, well, whether they could re-sign Javi Baez and Chris Bryant.
Did he dodge that or did he answer it?
Well, I guess he did kind of answer it, but he was still able to pass it over to Jed and Theo. But then, you know, if you're 20-10, then you need to go add things because you've decided that you're competitive. Right. You've decided that you're there. Are you going to go buy a reliever? Are you going to, not that there's free agents out there, but can you spend some capital doing that?
His answer was really go to Jed and Theo and let them tell you no. I'm not going to say it.
Right. That's
in Theo's camp. I mean, that's his decision. We'd have to take a look at what that would all mean for us financially.
Okay.
It's his decision based on how much money you want to spend.
That's Tom Ricketts basically not wanting to be Mark Cuban or Jerry Jones. That's Tom Ricketts not wanting to give fans who are or media reason to say, "Whoa, look, he meddles in everything." I think that's just him being way too careful for something that doesn't really pass the smell test. Because you can't tell me that the ownership, the chairman of the Cubs, wouldn't have a say in whether or not to commit that kind of money to those two guys.
What's wrong with saying, we are committed to winning as we ever have been, and if Theo and Jed tell me that this is how we win ball games, then that's what I'm willing to spend on. I mean, he didn't say that. He didn't go that far. And he's, you know, hemming about the money that are going to come online for the marquee network and all this kind of stuff. I mean, he's just pushing things down the line and laying it at the feet of Theo and Jed when, like Dan said, at the end of the day, it's, well, how big's the purse?
But they're the guys that spent the money. Right? Because they had the second highest payroll in baseball, and it was because these guys spent the money. And apparently they got Kimbrel with the money that was for this year. And they did that thinking, as we talked about earlier, that Kimbrel was going to be good enough that they could just turn him around and trade him, and then they'd have all the other money they needed. Meanwhile, they would win with him and blah, blah, blah.
So I guess there's two lines of logic there, though. One is, yeah, they've spent the money, and they've got the highest payroll in the National League or second highest payroll in the National League, and they're right up there at the luxury tax. And how much more can you do? You know, you put your hands up, you're the shrug emoji. The other is, the hell with the luxury tax. If you're going to pay it, it's going to cost you a reliever. It's going to cost you, what, $6 million, $8 million in taxes? Okay, go pay it. You want to be a three-time repeater? That's another conversation.
That's the problem.
But heading in there for a 40% tax or a 20% tax or whatever they can manage at this point, that's a different spot, too.
How are you handling these issues today?
Oh, we'll handle every bit of them. We got a lot of sound to get to. The Chris Bryant stuff, there are some issues. The Wall Street Journal, Jared Diamond, has a report regarding the dispute currently between Rob Manfred and the MLB Players Association about what punishments were discussed, what weren't, what the union is doing now. Because don't forget, Chris Bryant's a player rep. So there's some hypocrisy in a lot of these words here when I want to make sure we shine a light to what actions could be taken by players, concrete actions, unilateral concrete actions that could be taken by players instead of just spending a lot of time talking. So we're going to get into that. We're also going to talk to Mike Florio at 10. We're going to do the midday midway at 10:40. Ryan McDonough, Radio.com Sports NBA Insider. And a guy who might be looking to get back in the game.
I said the same thing after we had him on a couple weeks ago, that this is a guy that fits the profile of a young executive trying to maybe do better on his second time around.
Yep, so that's a prospect. So we're gonna give him a job interview, I guess. Is what we're gonna do. We have two entries into the 2020 Charity Poker Championship that is a week from tomorrow. So those are $275 values each, and maybe a lot more than that if you end up winning and going to the World Series of Poker. So you got to be listening for those. A pair of tickets in a suite for the Monster Jam Triple Threat 3, and another pair of tickets to see The Masked Singer live at Rosemont Theater.
Have a good show, guys.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
I'm done.
McNeil and Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Jennifer Hudson singing her heart out. And you know, and the guy who used to be the king of that building's too cool for the room. He's not there. He doesn't want anything to do with it. He doesn't want to come to town. Jordan's too cool for the room to participate in an NBA-produced tribute to the late Kobe Bryant.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Sorry.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy.
You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little pill that treats ED is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/me. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/me. That's forhims.com/me for your free online visit. forhims.com/me.
Monster Jam Triple Threat Series, where the best athletes in the world go head-to-head. Six events, three vehicles, in a fast-paced competition where every second counts. See Gravedigger, El Toro Loco, Zombie, and more. This is Monster Jam Triple Threat Series. Brought to you by BKT Tires, coming to Allstate Arena for six huge shows, February 28th through March 2nd. Come see it live and bring the whole family. Lock in your seats today.
So who doesn't want to know another language? Well, the problem is learning it. I mean, if you could just flip a switch and know French or Spanish or even Russian, that'd be cool, right? But who wants to sit in a class for hours when you could be doing something fun? But now, here's the next best thing to flipping that language switch, getting the Babbel app. With Babbel, you can learn a language in just a few minutes a day. No kidding, just a few minutes. And in no time, you'll be able to speak another language. So if someone drops you in France, you'll be able to have a great conversation. Unless, of course, they drop you in France and you had learned Russian, but hey, that's okay, you get my point. Get Babbel, flip the switch, and know a language. Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon you'll have a separate fridge in the basement, where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna. It's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Gee, cold cereal.
Mmm, granola.
Listen, does that sound like a satisfying breakfast to you? I think we'd rather hear sausage on the griddle, freshly toasted English muffin, a satisfying bite into a McDonald's breakfast sandwich. So let's wake up breakfast, Chicagoland. Now enjoy a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, or hash browns. Any two for $2. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad. Real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS with a K, the numeral 4, KIDS.
Hey, Dan. Hi, Connor.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
What's up, guys?
When we're in a conversation about the Marquee Network and how to get it, what you have to do to provide Cubs games for yourself, the hoops that exist are kind of stunning to me. It's over and over again baseball marketing itself to the 55, 56-year-old average viewer that they have.
That's the disconnect.
It's saying, call your cable provider. That's not how this works now. You just point and click and get what you want. And sure, that's a spoiled way to look at what you're consuming. And that's a spoiled way to look at what's provided for you in terms of entertainment. But that's the world you live in now. And when you ask people to go through that next step, to call, to ask, hell, we can't get people out to vote. How are you going to get people to call your cable provider? It doesn't happen that way right now. They're up against convention. They're up against ease.
They're up against their fan base that is old and set in their ways.
Intelligent, in-depth sports talk for your workday.
What they are is they're out there, they're talking, they're yapping, and they're trying their best.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays on the Score.
Bernstein and McKnight, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios. Visit your local Hyundai dealer, test drive the Hyundai Palisade today. We're going to talk to Mike Florio at 10. We've got a whole lot of baseball stuff, a lot of sound out there, a lot going on with current Cubs and former Cubs managers and all sorts of things being said and done. We're going to cover all of it. Midday Midway at 10:40. Ryan McDonough will talk some basketball with us at 11. And boy, do we have giveaways today. Not one, but two entries into the 2020 Charity Poker Championship on February 27th at Galleria Marchetti in Chicago. That is to benefit Camp One Step and Children's Oncology Services to help kids with cancer be happy. And you can help us with that by playing poker, and you're going to get your chance to get a free entry, two of them today. Also, a pair of sweet tickets to see Monster Jam Triple Threat 3 at Allstate Arena. That includes food and beverage, and a pair of tickets to see The Masked Singer live at Rosemont Theater on June 5th. Amazed at the popularity.
Everybody loves it.
Apparently, everybody loves The Masked Singer.
I had no idea. Now I feel like I'm missing out. Maybe I'm not in on the zeitgeist. Maybe I got to be in on Masked Singer.
312-644-6767. That's the phone number at WSCR The Score. You email us at BernsteinAndMcKnight at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We're streaming at 670thescore.com. We have a text zone brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at RosenHyundai.com. When you text 267011, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein_MCK. He's at C1McKnight. I'm at Dan_Bernstein. Now, you got to download the Radio.com app.
Hey, congratulations to Rod Blagojevich. How about it, huh? He's out of prison and sounds like all the time, it looks like, rather, all the time in the prison weight room really got him cut up. Yeah, he looks fantastic, doesn't he?
Swole.
My God. We were watching the news in the meeting with Mitch this morning. There's a shirtless Rod Blagojevich just walking around the prison yard at B-roll for these news reports. And he looks like he spent some time on the weight racks.
When you download the Radio.com app, you can stream The Score on your mobile devices. And there, on that app, you can also video stream the show. See? We're here. Hi.
Hi. Hello.
Hello. Hi. Hello, this camera.
You can see Kevin. Oh,
Sorry.
With us.
Sorry about that.
Keep it.
Oh, no, don't turn it. Don't turn on the microphone. It's fine.
Kevin got kicked out of his studio. Ed Lover came in. Ed Lover staged a bloody coup d'etat and he evicted Kevin from his studio. What is Ed Lover doing?
He does whatever he wants.
He's Ed Lovering?
Ed Lover walks around, opens doors, says, Kevin, leave. And Kevin goes, yes, sir.
He doesn't know my name.
Thank you. Yeah, he didn't know your name. You're right.
You can
also
interact
bathe. With even bathe. Show. That's what he said.
And the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. The producers are Jay Zawoski, Rick Camp, and the Mexicutioner Ray Diaz in the back doing what he does. So here's the official statement from the MLB Players Association. And let's skip past first their refutation of Rob Manfred, who is just such a jellyfish.
Yeah.
He's just so spineless. It's always, well, I had to do this and this and this. Only I did this because of this. Like, he can't lead. And saying that, well, I couldn't punish players because the union said that I couldn't and they wouldn't cooperate at all. And the union's like, no, we didn't say that. You told us there wasn't going to be player punishment. We didn't roll on you. So they say any suggestion that the association failed to cooperate with the commissioner's investigation, obstructed the investigation, or otherwise took positions which led to a stalemate in the investigation is completely untrue. So we acted to protect the rights of our members, as is our obligation under the law. The union said that it and the league have recently engaged in, quote, regular dialogue on potential rule changes affecting sign stealing, in-game technology and video, data access and usage, club audits and disclosures, player education and enforcement, including the potential for player discipline. No issue is off the table, including player discipline. And the way the parties handle the next several weeks will significantly affect what our game looks like for the next several decades.
Hmm.
That's from the union. Now, the words are great. The words are great.
Right.
But, man, you've...
There's responsibility here, right? There's responsibility to it. Whether it's player reps like Chris Bryant or everybody around the league or Mike Trout or whomever it is, there's responsibility to it. We'll get to it in a second, but a surprise guest joining the show very early on.
Yeah, a little bit of breaking news as Bruce Levine joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. What do you know, Bruce?
Gentlemen, just left Chris Bryant's locker where he told me he's going to be the leadoff man for the Chicago Cubs this year. He just got out of a meeting with David Ross, the manager of the Chicago Cubs. In it, they talked about a lot of different things, and they've come to the realization that with his on-base percentage, his slug, and his speed, and his base running ability, that he will be the best choice. And he's looking forward to this challenge again. I have some sound for you guys, so we'll turn it around and have him talking about it for you guys once I get off the air.
Well, that's a heck of an endorsement of Chris Bryant and his abilities, Bruce. Does this mean anything for a longer-term agreement for Chris Bryant and the Cubs, or is that just pie in the sky?
Well, I mean, I don't know. You know, kind of, it's a great question. I don't know that, but I think it shows that there's great cooperation after his meeting with Theo Epstein yesterday and the feeling that he's going to be here all year. And this is a commitment of saying, hey, you're going to lead off. You're going to be our number one hitter. That doesn't sound like a guy that's going to be traded anytime soon. Sounds like a team that wants to try to compete and win, a division and go to the playoffs again. So I think from the perspective of once the fans and people get into this discussion about him leading off there, they'll have a different feeling about the fact that the Cubs are really going to try to compete and win this year.
Okay. Well, once we get that sound, look forward to hearing it. Thanks for the info, Bruce, as always.
All right, guys.
Chris Bryant, Cubs leadoff man.
Well, that's not what I expected for the Cubs.
No.
Even a week ago, like even this morning, that's a guy that's got to be there for a while. That's a guy that's you can't showcase Chris Bryant. You know how in other situations, guys get a little more PT leading up to the deadline. Guys get showcased. Eric Sogard got showcased last year heading up to a deadline, right? You don't have to showcase Chris Bryant. You don't take him for a run around the league to let everybody know what he looks like. Everyone knows what Chris Bryant looks like. This is, I'm kind of stunned by exactly how much this is an endorsement of Chris Bryant is here and is a Cub, like he told reporters yesterday. He's reframed the dialogue some, and now his position in that lineup means a lot.
The most important thing about being a leadoff hitter is the aggregate number of extra plate appearances it will allow you, just because of, you know, maybe you get that fifth plate appearance.
Maybe.
Maybe it rolls over one more time. And when you start adding that up, if you commit to it, it increases the impact. It's one of the few areas around the margins where you can increase the impact of one of your better bats. It's that many more opportunities to hit a home run.
Chris Bryant was second on the team in terms of qualified hitters last year in on-base percentage, .382. You want to make a guess at who the top guy was on base percentage last year? Had a much better season than a lot of people remember. That was Anthony Rizzo in his .405 on base percentage. You got to imagine he's, you know, somewhere close behind Bryant. I wonder if Ross wants to go, you know, righty, lefty, if he's got anything, he's got any tenets in how he constructs a lineup. We know Joe Maddon was a believer in protection in a lineup, that this guy behind this guy meant that this guy's going to get some fastballs. This is big news. Yeah. I'm glad Bruce called.
Let's unpack this for a little bit because I don't believe, I'm not a lineupista, as Joe would say. I don't worry about a day-to-day lineup generally because it doesn't matter. We know mathematically that even if you batted the pitcher first, even if you tried to construct the quote-unquote worst possible lineup,
right,
the difference over 162 is one win. That's what the numbers say. However, we're so conditioned to think differently. to me, what this says is you're doubling down on how important Chris Bryant is to the team by getting him however many more plate appearances will allow him to affect your season.
Yeah.
I don't think this is a showcasing.
No, it's not. It's remember too, all offseason long, they told you that David Ross is going to be there because he invigorates guys, right? That he has this way of bringing out more than the sum of the Cubs in 2019 or in 2018, that he's got that extra something. He makes out the lineup, right? I mean, this is the way he has put a stamp on this team. It's one of the few ways that I think people are going to trust that David Ross is making a decision and Theo and Jed aren't. This is David Ross's choice to put Chris Bryant front and center.
All right, just for the hell of it, what if Ross is doing this because he doesn't want Bryant traded?
The call's coming from inside the house.
Yes. What if Ross is like, you know what? Yeah, I know you're still fielding calls on him, but guess what? I'm going to publicly name him our leadoff hitter.
This is my guy.
Yeah, this is Ross planting the flag with as his new bosses are still considering moving him. Is that outlandish to think that he's just like, you know what? Guess what? This is what he means to the 2020 Cubs.
It's not outlandish. We've got plenty of outlandish in baseball right now. Everything's on fire. I think we can have some fun with it. Yeah, I think this is allowed to be fun.
Okay.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak.
Penis Man.
I forgot. What a snipe I can be.
You want to sign a one-day contract with the Chicago Wolves and earn a $5,000 signing bonus? Visit the Sprint store on Lamont Road in Darien between 1 and 3 p.m. this Saturday. Starting with college basketball, Illinois guard Ayo Dosunmu made his return last night. No, not Ayo. He had a big impact as the Illini upset Penn State on the road, 62-56, the final score from Happy Valley. 24 points for Ayo. Also in the Big Ten last night, Maryland took care of Northwestern 76-67. That is 10 losses in a row for the Cats. And Wisconsin beat Purdue 69-65.
On Wisconsin.
There you go. Over to baseball, MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred apologized yesterday for referring to the World Series trophy as a piece of metal while discussing the Astros cheating scandal. And on the Cubs front, Bruce Levine said today...
No, careful. Chris Bryant better not bunt.
Such is the life of the penis man. Bruce Levine says Chris Bryant will be the Cubs' leadoff man. To the NBA, the Bulls return to the court tomorrow night when they will face the Hornets. Both Wendell Carter and Otto Porter returned to practice yesterday. And also in the NBA, John Beilein out as Cavaliers head coach. They went just 14-40 under his reign.
Wow, bro.
In the NFL, free agent tight end Greg Olsen headed to the Seahawks on a one-year deal. And in the NHL tonight, the Blackhawks will host the New York Rangers. This update brought to you by Subway. Subway restaurants feature a different 6-inch sub for $3.79 every day. Great food at a great price. At participating restaurants, additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to Chicago's number one ranked sports station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
We know that we've completely failed the last 2 years, and there's no nonsense this year. We're strapping on, ready to go.
And he'll be ready to go at the very top of the order. If you're just joining us, the Score's Bruce Levine just finished up talking to Chris Bryant. Chris Bryant says that he's going to be the leadoff hitter.
My head's spinning. We've spent 3 months talking about Chris Bryant and the inevitability, the damn near inevitability that the Cubs are moving Chris Bryant because of all the reasons we've talked about. And here he is, David Ross meets with Chris Bryant, and he's going to make him the leadoff man. I don't know another way Ross could have underscored Bryant's importance to the 2020
right?
Cubs. I honestly, other than like naming him team captain, which, fine, whatever. Putting a C on the chest right underneath the Nike symbol.
He's already the union rep.
Yeah, I mean, he's it's insane. Bryant yesterday had a meeting with Theo Epstein and called it one of the best meetings he's ever had. Now we're rating meetings, but here's Bryant talking yesterday with reporters about how things went with Theo.
It was really great. It was a really great meeting. I felt great coming out of it. I mean, it wasn't like we were just talking about stuff that happened off season. Like, he's giving me advice on being a dad and stuff like that. So it was just cool to sit down and kind of, I'm not even a worry, but just get that off of our chest and our checklist, and we move on, and I'm ready to play ball and win a ton of games.
Is that Bob Marley in the background?
I don't know. I couldn't tell. I was glad that he got things off the chest as opposed to having things across the chest.
Yes, or on his heart.
I really worry about when people have things across or on. You know, that worries me now.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Yeah, see, you know, I worry about that stuff. Now I worry about the placement of things on chests and whether they're across or on a heart.
There's so much subtext going on right now because Bryant arrives in camp. Brian just goes, you know, like the Vince McMahon walkout as he comes into camp, right? He comes in with swagger, and he's present, and he's talking,
yes,
and he's opinionated
about stuff that he's, yes, not been opinionated about,
yeah,
before.
And he's upbeat, and now the manager's like, yeah, hot damn, guess what? You're also the leadoff hitter. How about that? And Theo's like, yeah, I'm still talking about trading him.
Wow. If the Braves... If the Braves called and said, here's your wish list right now after Bryant's just been named the leadoff man. Like, if they get everything they've been asking for, your two pitching prospects and Christian Pache, and if they give you everything and you make this move now after Ross has named him the leadoff man, we're going to have tape from Bruce in Mesa in just a second. Like, This now affects Cubs fans. This resets some of the anger that I would imagine people are going to feel.
I'm thinking more internally.
Would have felt.
No, think about it internally. Think about the whole, everything we went through with Dexter Fowler and you go, we go, and all that. Okay. Now, if you're Theo, you have to consider, obviously, the best interest of your baseball team. This is your new manager. This is the biggest decision your hand-picked new manager has made.
Yes.
This is a huge call. Regardless of what you think, again, it's not about day-to-day lineup. It's about maximizing. He's just told you that they've just carved out this many more plate appearances over the course of a season for Chris Bryant. So, forget the fans for a moment. If Theo, 5 minutes from now, says, I can't pass up this deal. I'm going to flip him. We're going to do this. We're not going to re-sign him anyway. Let's get what we can get for him. And let's get some major league ready guys rebuild on the fly. What have you told the clubhouse? Yeah, all that about your leadoff guy, your newly empowered guy bending the world around him, he's gone now. What are you, and what are you telling the team about how you feel about your manager now?
Like
this just got a whole lot more complicated.
There's all kinds of levels to it. And because of the complications there, because of all those levels and layers, I think it's fair to say that this decision to put Bryant in the leadoff spot, to make this announcement today and the way that it came around, that's got to be a decision that gets reached together. That's a check with me kind of thing.
Is it?
Yeah, okay. I think it is. I think it is. You can't go rogue like this. You don't get out on this kind of limb. That would be, I know we heard all kinds of conversation about how David Ross is his own thinker, and if he disagrees with you, you're going to hear about it, and Grandpa Rossi isn't the kind, gentle dancer that we saw on Dancing with the Stars. He's more than that. He's this angry, gritty baseball player, but my God, man, doing this? This is the loudest thing David Ross could have done to begin his first spring training camp.
It's a story of the day. We want to know what you think. 312-644-6767. This is Bill South Shore on The Score. What's up, Bill?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, you know, real good the last couple of days talking about KB. And to me, I don't think they're going to be able to fulfill what he could bring to this team if he stays healthy, if they try and move him. You know, you know what you have in this young man. You know, he's versatile, can play several positions. He's a team leader. And I just think you got to try to keep him and then, you know, do what you do with Baez and everyone else. And then one last thing, boy, I was just going to say that one commercial – man, y'all got to get a different sponsor. I'm tired of hearing about that wrestling coach kissing that boy on the mouth.
Hey, no. We don't talk about sponsors.
Sponsors, that's got to go. I appreciate the love on the Bryant conversation. Thanks for that. This has changed the Bryant conversation.
It has to. There is a symbolism going on here. There's clearly something that matters more than his position in a batting order, there's definitely something symbolic that's gone on here. And Bryant is, just looking at the merits of it, he gets on base a lot, he's fast, and he's a smart base runner.
He's a very smart base. He's one of the better base runners in the game. I mean, it's
I haven't looked at like a base running runs above average in the last few years. I know he was really, really good at it. I don't know if he's been above water the last couple of seasons after injuries and stuff may have changed his level of aggressiveness. And we know that he's, you know, hurt his fingers and stuff going into bases.
Yeah, of course. Well, you got to stop sliding head first. But
didn't he wear the oven mitt? Or he was for a while wearing the blue neoprene oven mitt.
I can't remember if he ended the season wearing the oven mitt or not. I know he had one.
Did Baez had had it at some point. They'd all done some of that. But he definitely can do it. And people are like, his RBIs! What about his RBIs? Well, it's...
I don't know. Don't worry about it.
I wouldn't sweat it. And I think some of that is it will be offset by extra plate appearances that the leadoff hitter will have.
Yeah. I mean, look at the runs scored, his ability to go first to third, the rest of the lineup behind him, all those kind of things matter some. And really what matters most is if Chris Bryant is going to be a part of this lineup for, you know, this whole season, then what matters is getting him as many at-bats as you possibly can.
Getting the sound turned around, we're going to hear from Bryant as he describes being how he feels about being the Cubs leadoff man. That's the news of the day. This is your home for Cubs baseball, Sports Radio 670, The Score.
This is Chicago's number one sports station, dominating Chicago sports talk for nearly three decades. 670 The Score is Chicago sports. Chicago sports is 670 The Score. Radio.com sports station.
Do you? Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little pill that treats ED is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/me. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/me. That's forhims.com/me for your free online visit. forhims.com/me.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Monster Jam Triple Threat Series, the biggest, boldest, head-to-head competition of speed, skill, and power. Featuring Monster Jam trucks, speedsters, and ATVs. This is Monster Jam Triple Threat Series.
The fun begins at the pit party. Must have valid event tickets to enter pit party. Get your pit party pass at MonsterJam.com today. Restrictions and additional charges may apply. Coming to Allstate Arena for six huge shows, February 28th through March 2nd.
Babbel presents How to Speak to Animals.
That's a dog.
In Spanish, it's un perro.
He says woof.
Woof? No. Spanish dogs say wow, wow.
Wow?
Wow. More like with a G. Wow, wow.
Oh, okay. Wow. So that's a little chick.
Aw, it's un pollito.
Chicks say chirp, chirp.
Chirp? That sounds like a low smoke detector battery. In Spanish, they say pio, pio.
Pio, pio.
See, you do a very good pollito.
With Babbel, speak to your dog, cat, girlfriend, best friend, pretty much anyone in French, Spanish, German, and more. 150 language experts and educators designed Babbel to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language. It takes just 10 to 15 minutes a day to get conversational. Now, try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
BABBEL.com.
Connor McKnight here, and FanDuel Sportsbook is America's number one online sportsbook for a reason. They've got all the bets you could want. They've got a great, easy-to-use app, new promotions every day, and once you win, they get you your cash fast. If you've been holding out on trying FanDuel Sportsbook, now's the time, because right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving new users their first bet risk-free. That means you can place any bet within 7 days of signing up. FanDuel Sportsbook will refund you up to $500 in site credit if you don't win. Baseball season's around the corner. The futures are out on FanDuel Sportsbook, plus 3,300 for the Southsiders, plus 3,000 for the North Side. Might as well put one down there. When was the last time your bookie gave you a do-over? I didn't think so. To claim your risk-free bet, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app from the iOS App Store or visit FanDuel.com/Android and be sure to use the promo code Connor so they know we sent you. That's the promo code Connor, C-O-N-N-O-R, to get you your first bet risk-free on FanDuel Sportsbook. You must be at least 21 and present in Indiana. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 14 days after receipt. Terms and restrictions apply. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it was pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Bernstein and McKnight on a sunny, cold Wednesday in Chicago. And if you're just joining us, Bruce Levine is reporting that Chris Bryant is going to be the Cubs' leadoff hitter. And we need to hear Bryant in his own words, I think, to explain what's going on, who came to who with this idea, and what the genesis was.
Yeah, a couple of cuts that Bruce just sent in from Chris talking with reporters. Apologize for the music in the background, but, you know, it's a spring training clubhouse. It is what it is. It's probably going to be loud, but we just got this in. We're hearing it for the first time with you. Chris Bryant was asked about the possibility of being in the leadoff spot.
I led off my whole junior year in college, and I won the DeKauser Award, first team All-American, and the Golden Spikes Award.
So you do like it?
I don't mind. I mean, I kind of look at the two hole as another leadoff hitter, too. So you can kind of interchange those to me.
Okay, so there's more. It's he references Dexter Fowler, what he meant as the leadoff man for the Cubs in 16, and just how that position works, I guess, in his mind.
The past 3 years, we haven't really had someone that was stuck in the leadoff hole and stayed there. You know, I think we totally took Dexter for granted while I was here. I certainly did because, you know, he was up there working great at bats. I mean, he was always on base, high on base percentage, and I think that showed in the numbers of the people that hit after him. But I think when you have so much turnover and, like, just trying certain guys out, it's like you don't get that consistency, you know. And if I need to be the guy that's up there that is going to be consistent and get on base, and, you know, I'll be that guy.
If you're going to do this, you probably want to do it all spring, right, just to get used to it?
Yeah. I did it my first live BP session. I said, I'm leading off. I'm going to be the first hitter to hit off of Chatwood. And I was first.
But so yesterday, Saturday, are you going to be whatever day they
do? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know yet.
Okay.
All right.
Until we get confirmation from David Ross, until we get absolute confirmation from the manager, this sounds like Chris Bryant is just loudly advertising himself as what he thinks is the best option as a leadoff hitter.
Well, yes, but it is also a conversation that he had with the manager, obviously, about the possibility of it. It wasn't shot down. It was received pretty well, according to Bryant here.
But we're not set in stone.
No.
That decision has been made and completed.
Nor endorsed by David Ross or absolutely written down on some stone tablet where the Cubs lineup will be held in 2020. All right.
I think it's important to recognize that this was not a Ross managerial announcement. Chris Bryant is our leadoff hitter. It's Bryant saying in no uncertain terms that he thinks he can fill what he recognizes as a very important role.
At the end of the day, Chris Bryant came to camp and announced his presence with authority.
Wow.
I mean, that's, if you listen to the cuts, that's exactly what happened here. If you listen to Bryant Saturday, about the Houston Astros or about his situation, about contracts that got offered or didn't get offered, his desire to be a Cub, and his having never said, I don't want to be here, mm-hmm. he's come to camp and announced his presence with authority.
So is the next step then to immediately say, hey, David, are you going to take him up on this? Is this what you're doing?
Because
we don't know how they left that meeting. If Ross said, yeah, you want to do this? Absolutely, let's do it. That... I guess I'm a little in between from Bruce's initial report, to be honest, about when he said that he is going to be, because when we heard Bryant talking, he sounds like that he is, says he can be and or should be, would be, rather than will be.
Yeah, I listen, if the Cubs are more open to the idea of changing things around the margin and lineups are kind of those things to win more ball games, I'm thrilled about it. More teams should do something like that. Put your absolute best hitters toward the top of the lineup. Slappy guy who beats out a grounder doesn't need to be your leadoff man anymore. Like, that's not the only skill set that can exist at the top of a lineup. I think guys like Mike Trout should bat higher in the lineup. I think guys like Chris Bryant should bat higher in the lineup. Give them more spins and see if they can knock one out of the ballpark. That's what this game has turned into. You may as well give them more shots. In his career.
I guess the way that reframes it now is the fact that this is Bryant showing agency.
Asserting
this
himself.
This is him doing it.
Yes. Yeah. This is Chris Bryant letting you know that he's here. He's open to every opportunity to make this team better because he wants to be here. That's very different from Chris Bryant in the past. He hasn't been... I was going to say forced. He hasn't been forced into a situation like this. But I suppose... You know, that removes some agency from Bryant. You know, that does remove the idea. I mean, it's entirely likely that the Cubs and Chris Bryant and Scott Boras have all had an understanding that, hey, we'd love to reach an extension. That probably starts in 2016, right, as much as anything else. We love to talk about a long-term deal. But when you're Chris Bryant, MVP winner, Rookie of the Year winner, Golden Spikes winner, best prospect in baseball, you push that decision off a little bit. Because you want to make the big splash contract, you want to get the $300 million deal, that's an end goal for you. Right? That exists, and that shouldn't. There's nothing against Chris Bryant when it comes to that. Every player in baseball would make a very similar decision. If they had the money up front that Bryant had, going forward, you're set, you want to make the big money later, okay, that's fine. But it's different to say, you know, to arrive in camp the way he has, and take this team a little bit. I mean, he's put his arms around this team some. It's been the other way, sure. But he could be a player that just shows up and says, ah, I'm here until I'm not here.
Yeah, there could have been a passive introduction where he just kind of slides in and gets to work and goes about his business. But he came swaggering through the doors. He walked in and took ownership of this camp, and I was trying to take ownership of the lineup. I mean, this is him saying, I'm a really, really valuable, important baseball player. Treat me as such.
Chris Bryant has 7 plate appearances as the first batter in a game. He is 2-for-6 in those with, I don't know, a .429 average. Here's what really matters. Leading off an inning, because that's a larger sample size for him, they're fine numbers. 291, 385, 531.
They're his numbers.
916 OPS.
They're his numbers is what they are. He is himself.
Yeah.
That's kind of the idea.
Kind of him all across.
If you can be who you are when you have the chance to be who you are, it just give the leadoff hitter over a season. We'll have more chances to be who he is.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. It won't hold the Cubs back. It's not going to limit their run scoring potential. It could be a move that works. I don't know if David Ross has wholly endorsed this as, yes, Chris Bryant is our leadoff man yet, which would be fun.
This is Darren in Glenview on the Score.
Hey, guys. I have a sign-stealing question. If you watch a baseball game, you see the third base coach, you know, giving different signals with indicators. You see the catcher mixing up the signals. The infielder's doing the same. They're covering their mouths when they're talking. And you watch a football game, you see 3 or 4 guys on the sidelines you know, flashing different signals, because aren't they expecting or anticipating that the other side is trying to steal their signs?
Not electronically.
The game?
Not electronically.
But isn't the concept the same, though?
No.
No, it's not.
Because the feedback
in real time and the usage of video crews and people outside of uniform, and who knows, algorithmic learning and all sorts of computer programs that can run and identify.
Yeah, come
on.
You know the difference. But why
is the third base coach then mixing up his signals? Why is he doing that?
Because you are allowed to try to figure out what the team is doing non-electronically.
Where does it say that?
In the rules.
In the rules.
He hung up.
Where the rules are written down.
Well,
it says so.
Yeah, and then they rewrote the rules to
are
make
you
it
Jeff Luhnow?
To make it even
Did
more.
Jeff Luhnow just called.
I think that was Jeff Luhnow. Yeah.
Like, what the hell,
to make
man?
It even more specific.
I don't get it. Where does it say that?
In the rules, the football equivalent would be a team that has the other team's headset communication for an entire season and then wins the Super Bowl. That would be the equivalent. And as Mike Florio said, and as he wrote, that had that been covered up similarly and congruently, that would have toppled an NFL commissioner.
Wait, where does it say you can't use a camera to steal signs? Are you kidding?
I have a question for you.
Oh, you're right. Rob Manfred has done press conferences in two straight days trying to get his ass out of the jackpot because he didn't write down that you can't steal signs with a camera. That's what we've been doing for the last week and a half. Are you kidding me?
Guys, I got a question about
this. I'm sorry.
This.
I don't mean to be mean. There's no dumb questions. I get it. But good God, man.
There's some dumb questions.
Where does it say that?
I mentioned the name Mike Florio. He's got all kinds of information for us regarding football. The Bears, by the way, I did not know this, that they are in a worse position vis-a-vis salaries than I even thought they were. Jason Lockenfora wrote a big piece about the number of players they have that are making more than $7 million a year.
Yeah.
The Bears are getting awfully close to old screwed city.
Well, I'm just glad they write those things down. Otherwise, how would anybody know
about
it?
I don't know anything about the salary cap.
Supposed to pay these guys?
Yep, there's actually rules about it. It's amazing.
I had no idea.
Mike Florio with the latest football stuff next on The Score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little pill that treats ED is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/me. That's right. Free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/me. That's forhims.com/me for your free online visit. forhims.com/me.
You're a sports fan, committed, loyal, maybe even a little obsessed. You're a face-painted, jersey-wearing, tried-and-true fan, cheering on your team, win or lose. If you gamble on sports or thinking about sports betting, learn the risks and know the rules. Don't let sports betting get in the way of your game. Nicasa is here to help with information, workshops, counseling, and more. Go to SaferSportsBetting.com for details. That's SaferSportsBetting.com.
Babbel presents How to Speak to Animals.
That's a dog.
In Spanish, it's un perro.
He says woof.
Woof? No. Spanish dogs say wow, wow.
Wow?
Wow. More like with a G. Wow, wow.
Oh, okay. Wow. So that's a little chick.
Aw, it's un pollito.
Chicks say chirp, chirp.
Chirp? That sounds like a low smoke detector battery. In Spanish, they say pio, pio.
Pio, pio.
see. You do a very good pollito.
With Babbel, speak to your dog, cat, girlfriend, best friend, pretty much anyone in French, Spanish, German, and more. 150 language experts and educators designed Babbel to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language. It takes just 10 to 15 minutes a day to get conversational. Now, try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Get pumped, NBA fans, because owning a piece of basketball history has never been easier. Auctions.nba.com is the official home of authentic NBA game-worn memorabilia. Bid on one-of-a-kind items like Stephen Curry's playoffs jersey, LeBron James's All-Star warm-up jacket, and Kevin Durant's Christmas Day jersey. And with winning bids as low as $25, there's something for everyone. Visit auctions.nba.com today and claim your piece of the NBA. This is why we play.
Gee, cold cereal.
Granola.
Listen, does that sound like a satisfying breakfast to you? I think we'd rather hear sausage on the griddle, freshly toasted English muffin, a satisfying bite into a McDonald's breakfast sandwich. So let's wake up breakfast, Chicagoland. Now enjoy a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, or hash browns. Any two for $2. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that...